Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. It takes a lot to stay committed to your goals. I woke up this morning, and it is a Monday morning, and it's a Monday, so I know that this podcast will also come out on a Monday, and I was like, what a perfect time to record this, because I woke up, and I didn't really want to get out of bed. I didn't really want, I had a long weekend, I did not get anything that I wanted done, like laundry is still piled up. I did get some planting. We got some herbs and some fruits and veggies planted, more veggies than fruits. But so I did do something. I spent a lot of time with my daughter on schoolwork and, well, just some emotion work that we needed to do. And it was just a long weekend. And this morning when my alarm went off, I didn't want to get out of bed. I wanted to just skip the gym. I wanted to skip part of the joy of owning my own business is the fact that I get to do what I want, right? I homeschool, so my kids don't wake up until like between 9 and 10 sometimes. And my son, now that he's driving, he typically has a study group. So he'll get up and he'll head to his study group, especially on Mondays, getting ready for community day on Tuesday. And I was like, who's stopping me from just staying in bed? And then I reminded myself that I made a commitment to my goals. I made a commitment to my vision. I made a commitment to myself that I would do it even though I don't feel like it. I know I have evidence that skipping the gym in the morning is also pushing my, even if I sleep in and get up the same time I would have been home from the gym, it still takes me longer to get into my day. It's still, there's things that won't happen simply because that like ripple effect, if you've read the Atomic Habits, it's habit stacking. But when it comes down to it, just because we don't feel like something doesn't mean it's worth not doing. Just, we need to be committed to, we get to be committed to what we want. And I want, one of the things that I'm trying is I need to be done with my work by about 3 p.m. So that way I can transition completely to helping the kids with schoolwork over these last couple of weeks because they have their projects. We got mock trial coming up. My son's got a speech. And so I really want to support them in their schoolwork, which means that I need to be done by like 3 p.m. And it seems easy. However, when I don't do what I need to do, when I don't commit to my goals, when I don't commit to what I told myself I was going to do, my whole day is thrown off and I waste so much time. And I just want to come on and see, who else feels this? Who else knows that one thing can trigger another thing, And motivation disappears, willpower disappears, desire to get out of your warm bed when it's still kind of chilly outside and it's spring, so you kind of see the sunlight through the curtains, but it's really not light yet because it's not, it was 6 a.m. when I got out of bed finally. Typically, I get out at 5:30. So that 30 minutes did push back because I know that's 30 minutes less of a workout, or 30 minutes is going to come from somewhere. And I wanted to encourage you to not allow your feelings to drive your daily activities. Girl, we got things to do. We have a mission to explore. We have goals that we want. We have a life. We have a vision. Part of my vision is, picking up and traveling. I want to travel for work. I want to be able to go, and I'm already doing that at a small level. But as the kids grow, and as the kids, in the next couple of years as they move out of the house, I'm doing laying the foundation now so that way I can travel and I can speak all over the world. And I really want to do that. And so in order to do that, there's things that need to be done beforehand. And so my daily, my weekly, my monthly goals are so important. What is your vision for 3 years from now, 4 years from now? What do you want your life to look like? And if you have littles, I know 3 years, you're like, well, then my kids are going to be in school. So, but what do you want your life to look like when your kids are in school? If you have like grade school, my kids will be teenagers. What do you want your life to look like when when they're teenagers? When we start to craft a vision for our life, when you start to paint that picture, use your five senses. I would like to, get up and be able to eat like fresh fruits and vegetables, and I love crusty bread like in the mornings. Like honestly, I could go and have the European breakfast. I could have that every day, and I would be so happy. And I could do that at home too with some planning. But that's part of it. It's like, okay, I want that experience. I want to be able to go sit on my front porch for 30 minutes, just rock on the rocking chair and connect with nature and connect with God and do my quiet time. I want to be able to go and we have chickens. I never thought I would love my chickens as much as I do. They are fabulous. They are hilarious. And hold on a second, little dog. Let me let the dog out. There's nothing like a truck driving by to get the dogs crazy in the morning. They are the most vicious in the morning with their barking. There's not a vicious bone in their body, but man, they can bark up a storm. But what was I talking about? I was talking about vision. I was talking about planning, like using your five senses. Because when we want something, we need to believe in our hearts and in our minds that we're capable, that we know what it is, that it's even that we need to be able to see what's possible. And so, because we have these goals, that our feelings will completely derail. Completely. I did go to the gym this morning because, and I did I think it was 22-minute workout, like enough to say I got a workout. It was not a great workout, not one of my best, but I checked the box and I did it because I know that that triggers the next thing. That triggers the next thing and then triggers the next thing. And then I can get into this mode, I can get into this groove and realize that I get to be the boss of my emotions. And part of this is the vision that I created for myself. The vision of even, like I don't want to rush my kids leaving the house. So my vision for this summer is that I get all of my work done by about 2 o'clock. They'll have a little bit of work to do, just some of the things that they prefer to do in the summer instead of during the school year. So they will do like math in the summer. And anyway, that's just one of the things that they prefer to do, is math. Like they're both pretty good at it. Anyway, I don't need to go into the whole reason behind that. But when I look at what I want for the summer, I know that if I to get what I want tomorrow, I need to do today. I need to, and even more so, I need to be who I need to be. I am someone who gets her goals. I am someone who puts my why in front of my feelings. I'm someone who is willing to get uncomfortable to try something new. This is not someone, when I say I'm someone who, these are reminders to myself. This is the vision that I crafted because Tammy would like to stay in bed. Tammy would like it to be comfortable. I was even thinking about how sometimes it's just, well, I mean, truth moment, having a business is not for the weak. Like I, not having a boss, like I am my boss. Actually, you know, God's my boss. So I really do check in with him. And the more I check in with him, the better off I am. But there's no one, there's no, like, they're arbitrary deadlines. They are desires that I have, but there's no one checking up on it. Like I have some accountability partners. I have a coach, in which I could not do this without a coach. And if you're trying to start a business without a coach, please call me, because there's times that, again, I will text my coach and say, I don't feel like it. And she goes, what do your feelings have to do with it? What did you say you're going to do? And do it. Or just, she reminds me of my why. She reminds me why it's important. But when I look when I look at who I am today, it's because I'm intentionally her. My natural is not. I believe I've always been a little bit entrepreneurial wired, but my need to get things right and to see how things all play out and know the next step has been stopping me. And that's something I actively have to work around. It's actively have to go through. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to do it anyway. And that's not a normal thing for me. It's something that I push through. And it's something because I know that just because I feel like I don't know what to do, doesn't mean that it's not the right step. Just because I feel like I don't want to do this business anymore. And there's times, I mean, I love it. I love coaching. I don't love doing social media. I love recording a podcast. I don't love taking the podcast and trying to turn it into a reel. I don't love every aspect of the business, but I do it. The things that I don't love, because there's things that I know deep in my heart that are meant to be. The same for you. Whatever you're doing, cast a vision of what you want. What do you really want your life to look like? I said my summer is what I'm casting right now is, how do I want this summer? Because my son is going into 11th grade. So we have two summers, and I know next summer is going to be busy with college, you know, looking at colleges and different things. And also we have a big trip planned for next summer. So this summer is going to look different. And I want it to be peaceful. I want to have fun. I want to be able to on Fridays go hiking or do something together. And I have to plan and I have to do those things now, whether I feel like it or not. Your goals and dreams and vision are worth getting past your feelings. Casting a vision and really looking at, what do I want in the in the near future? And what do I need to do today to get it? Who do I need to be today? And I'm someone who doesn't let myself down. That is a reminder that I write in my notebook is today. I am someone who doesn't let myself down. And I write that because I have a tendency to help anyone else. And if I have something on my calendar that's for me, like I have in about a month, I have a chapter for a book due. And luckily I do have a hard deadline, and I have I pushed it a little bit earlier so that way I can edit it and, you know, do an initial edit for myself beforehand, because I don't want to be last minute. But I know that 4,000 words is not going to take me that long to write. It is going to take me some time to get in to figure out the flow, because it is a short and I've got a lot to pack in that 4,000 words. But overall, I know, give me a day and I can get it. I mean, I've knocked out 10, 12, 15 page papers in a day. I can knock out 4,000 words, which is probably about 10 pages, right? So with that, I will put it on my calendar to go and do writing time. I have learned that I cannot write at home. I need to go somewhere to do it, in a coffee shop, library, somewhere outside where I won't, you know, outside of the home where I won't get distracted. But I'll see that on my calendar. And I'll be like, you know what? Oh, my friend needs me. I will go, I haven't had lunch with her in forever. Let me go and, you know, she asked me to lunch and I would do that. And then I realized that those little things, though relationships are important, those little things were derailing my goals. Saying yes to things, knowing that I was letting myself down or putting myself in a bind, because now it still needs to be done, but now I'm trying to quickly get it done instead of be able to, do it in a non-rushed, not stressed environment. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times we put ourselves into stress because we're trying to accommodate somebody else. And I had a coach talk to me the other day. It was like, Tammy, what if you had planned lunch, you know, 2 weeks later with your friend and did it to celebrate the fact that you got those pages written? And that switched in my mind because then I want to have lunch with my friends. That's another reason why I have my own business, is because I find it so important to connect. And I've been feeling very disconnected from my people lately. And part of it is just a constant things to do, whether it's on the, on our farm. We got chickens, so technically we have a farm now. Homeschooling, running a business, in a relationship, like there's things that take time. When I really look at what I want, that vision, then I was realizing that I was allowing my emotions and my feelings to dictate what was coming true and what wasn't. And we cannot do that. And today I just want to give you just a quick word. I want you to share some inspiration. Feel your feelings. I didn't want to get out of the bed in the morning. And then I reminded myself why it's important that I got out of bed. Why it's important that I get out of bed early. I mean, I want to get out of bed. I do want to do. But I didn't want to get up in the cold. It was like 50 this morning, which I know some of you are still in the, it's still snow around, but 50 is cold. And I just wanted to stay in my bed. And I know that if I would have given in to that, my whole day I would have felt behind for the day. And that's not what I want for my life. So looking out, the first thing is ask yourself, what do I really want for my life? What do I want for 3 months from now? What do I want for a year from now? What do I want for 3 years from now or 5 years or whatever? Like I tend to not have a 5-year plan is a little too daunting for me. Like I really have more of a 3-year and 1-year. I have a 3-year vision, 1-year kind of goals. Just because 5 years, I want to leave it up to also opportunities. Like I don't know what's going to happen in 5 years. So I mean, 3 years kind of a vision and that seems doable to me. So what is doable to you? Again, my whole point in showing this is you get to make the rules up. If 10 years is too far, then 5 years or 3 years or 1 year or 3 months from now. But then once you decide that, now you've got to put things into place that don't allow your feelings to derail it. Don't let your feelings derail your goals. If it's something that you want, why? Why do you want it? What will it do for you? How will you feel when you get it? What will it do for your family when you reach your goal? When I reach my goal, for the summer, right? When I reach this summer schedule, I'll be able to go swimming with the kids. I'll be able to have people over and they can have friends over and we can swim. I'll be able to make more pizzas with the kids. I'll be able to rest. I'll be able to read. I really want to read. I haven't read for fun in a while. And this summer I was like, I want to read 5 books this summer. I've gathered some titles of fun books and fiction books and things that my friends have said are amazing. I want to read them. And so that to get that tomorrow, I need to do this today. And I get to leave my feelings out of it. Now, if you're feeling sick, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking about that feeling of, oh, do I have to? Or, oh, I shouldn't, I don't really want to do it. It's like, why don't you want to? Do you really want to, or do you just want to be comfortable? That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So give yourself some grace if you're not, if you had a rough night and you need to sleep in, that's listening to your body. There is times that I've done that and I am so grateful. And then when I'm able to get up and get moving, I can get things done because I listen to my body. But my body was just saying it wanted to be comfortable. It was not saying that I was, I mean, actually I got really good sleep last night. So with that, I was ready to go to the gym. My mind just wanted to stay comfortable. So that's a trigger. When I know my it's just, I want to stay comfortable. That's when I remind myself that I am someone who doesn't let myself down. Because if I didn't go to the gym this morning, I would have let myself down. I would have regretted it. I would have been hard on myself. I would have had to take things off my to-do list today. And I wasn't ready to do that. So identify your feelings and then see how it plays into your vision. Create a vision. That is something, you know what? I don't think I've done a podcast in a while about how to really create a vision. We should do that because it's something that I do often. Every about 90 days, I create a vision. Every quarter, I have a vision for the year. I have a vision for 3 years from now, like I said. I have a vision for what I want how I want to interact with my kids. I create these visions because I feel like it also allows God to move within them. Like if I just cast a vision and ask Him to fill it in, and then it allows for opportunities and shifts and changes and new goals and old goals and different things. But maybe I need to do that. But one of the first things is understanding my strengths, my weaknesses, understanding my purpose. And so I'm going to plug this workshop again for coming up next month. It's actually it's a month away now. So we're getting there. But discovering your purpose and how to live it. You can Google it and there's going to be so much information. And if you could Google it and get that information, you would have done it already. It's not the lack of know-how that's stopping you from discovering it. It's that confidence. It's the fear. It's the encouragement. It is the permission to pick this up and drop that. Or it's just that having someone say, yeah, just do that. This is one of the things that I talk about in this workshop, is we talk about giving ourselves permission to say yes and to say no, to connect with what's important, to put down perfectionism. What role does that play? Finding your purpose is so much more than just filling out some assessments or finding out what your passion is or what your calling is. Finding your purpose and living it is really about living a life of joy, living a life of fulfillment. It is understanding what makes you you. And so if you want to, in fact, no, like join me. Let me just be bold here and say, join me in this workshop. It's free. Reserve your seat. I can't wait to meet with you and hang out with you and answer your questions. I love questions. So hit me with them. But I would love to see you in there. So go to the show notes or anywhere. You can look at my website as well, everything on social media. I'll have that easy to find on Instagram and Facebook. But join me in this workshop, how to discover your purpose and live it. It's not just about getting information, and it is about creating a life, like creating a life that you love. All right, friend, with that, choose joy until joy chooses you, and I will see you soon. Bye for now.